The controversy over long wait times and improper scheduling practices at Veterans Administration hospitals and clinics has cost the job of VA Secretary Eric Shinseki. And it led to an internal VA audit of healthcare facilities. And that, in turn, has caused the VA to flag three of its facilities in Michigan for a closer look. What might be happening at these facilities, and what does this mean to veterans in Michigan? For this conversation, we're joined by Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we are joined by Dr. Joe Schwartz, retired naval officer, physician, or former Republican congressman from West Michigan. These days, he's a visiting lecturer at the Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan, even as he continues to practice medicine. Dr. Schwartz, congressman, whichever, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Well, thanks very much. Nice to be with you.
Todd, bring us up to date on this VA access audit and tell us what facilities in Michigan were flagged.
Sure. Here on Monday, the Veterans Administration released this access audit where they went out and they talked to officials in about 730 different facilities across the country. And what they found in Michigan was that three, one in Ann Arbor, one in Lansing, one in Muskegon, were flagged for further review. We really haven't heard much more than that in terms of why they would have been flagged. And quite frankly, the people at those facilities are very confused as to why they were flagged in the first place. But it is part of this. And these guys were targeted as among being the worst of the worst. I don't mean just these three.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the group that they want the closest look at in terms of why are veterans having trouble getting the appointments they need at these facilities.
And it's clinics in Lansing, Muskegon, and then that big hospital in Ann Arbor. I've been at that hospital. There are a lot of veterans that rely on that Ann Arbor hospital for a lot of health care.
Absolutely. Well, and it has, you can tell from looking at the numbers that it leads among the facilities in the state and in the region in terms of people who are waiting more than 30 days to get their appointments done, or waiting long periods of time to get their initial appointments, which is really what this audit is looking at.
Congressman, you served in the Navy in Southeast Asia. You served in the U.S. Congress. In 2007, you served on that Pentagon-appointed commission that investigated conditions at Walter Reed. Based on your experience, as this story unfolded over the long wait times and the shifty scheduling practices, were you at all surprised?
No, I wasn't surprised. The VA, you know, has a history replete with problems like this. I don't think there's any, malintent on anyone's part, but it is an organization that is probably too large, and it is not organized in ways that accomplish things efficiently. Now you have the numbers of veterans coming back, first from Iraq and Afghanistan, with traumatic brain injury, all of the problems that these particular wars brought with them that are different from other wars, from my war, which was Vietnam, and they really have been unable to handle it. But if you look back at the history of the VA, going all the way back to when it was founded, after World War One, they had problems. They had to kind of reinvent themselves again in 1930. And there have been complaints by veterans, and I think quite legitimate ones, that the VA simply is not able to handle the demand and the need for care. And here we go again.
Right.
I think probably it's in the long run, the whole organization, the whole outfit, is going to have to somehow be taken apart and put back together, reorganized, because it doesn't work. And we have decades and decades of history showing when the demand becomes too high, the system starts to fall apart. So I'm glad Congress is taking a hard look at it. I hope the look is a constructive one and not one just to get members in front of a camera and criticize the VA. Certainly there's a lot of criticism that can be given, but by golly, I think let's take a look at it and see how we can improve what we have, and it may take a whole new structure to do so.
Right. I was going to jump in here because I think what's missing part of this is no one's really questioning the fact that the VA tries to give great care to veterans. I don't think there's any question about that. The question is are they fooling around? Are they cooking the books in order to make it seem like they're not as busy or as delayed in terms of giving appointments to people as they clearly are? I mean, what we're really talking about here are people changing appointment dates in the VA system. And Congressman, please correct me if you know better than this, but it's my understanding that, you know, patients who call in are asked, when is your desired date to come in? 14 days, supposed to be within 14 days for new appointments. It's supposed to be within 30 days for people who have been previously seen. And that what we're seeing is people are actually going back in, people with the VA are going back in and changing what those desired dates were to make it appear as if they're not waiting as long. And that's an attempt, clearly, in some cases, to try to make the system in the VA look better than it really is. And I don't think that's helping anybody.
But and let me ask, in fact, I'm sure as a physician, you can give us some insight. If I was to call cold and ask for an appointment within 15 days, I wouldn't expect to get one. Is that an unrealistic standard, doctor?
I don't think it's an unrealistic standard. I think it's obvious that the VA is undermanned.
Mm.
That the non-professional, the non-medical folks at the VA were backing and filling as best they could. It's kind of tacky for me to say they got caught at it, but they did get caught at it, and it all points to the fact that something we've known for years, those of us who have dealt with the VA and had some knowledge of the VA and military medicine as well, because we learned a lot at Walter Reed in 2007. When the crunch comes, the capacity to take care of both active duty service people and veterans is really not there, and that's what needs to be fixed. And instead of going back and having a great recrimination about what's not being done, let's figure out what we do need to do. And I, quite frankly, I think it's quite obviously the thing's got to be taken apart, have some smart people come in and say, okay, here's a better way to put it together, knowing that there are going to have to be more doctors, paramedical personnel, nurses, facilities. I see the Senate yesterday said they're going to fund 26 more facilities, which is a step in the right direction. But this has got to be a wake-up call, and there have been others, Todd. I'll admit that absolutely and positively. But here's yet another wake-up call that something's got to be done. I feel badly for Eric Shinseki because I feel he is a great American, a fine American, a patriot. But this thing kind of crumbled around him.
Tad, what comes next? And especially here in Michigan, what do we watch for, knowing that these three facilities have been flagged?
Well, I think from a national point of view, what comes next here is that the VA will continue their audits. The Office of the Inspector General for the VA will also, is looking into this, is going to have more to say, like the congressman said. I mean, there's you know, heads roll? Yes. Will chests be beaten? Most definitely. Will there be congressional investigations? Absolutely. Will there be more money in a budget to do something about this? God only knows. As far as the ones in Michigan, we're still waiting. They're still waiting to find out what the heck happened. I mean, they were surprised to find out that they were on this list. And everything that I'm hearing from them is that they are still waiting to hear from either the Office of the Inspector General or the VA itself to tell them, here is what we heard. What we do know is that this is not just a simple matter of one person at these places saying, yes, I changed an appointment date or a desired date. The filters that they put on this, you know, these 112 facilities across the country that were flagged for further review were considered somehow more severe. We don't know how, but somehow more severe than the other places where this were done. What we're going to find out next is why.
Dr. Joe Schwartz, Congressman Joe Schwartz, physician, former Republican congressman from West Michigan, now a visiting lecturer at the Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. And he was joined by Detroit Free Press, Washington reporter Todd Spangler. Thanks so much to both of you for speaking with us. And I am sure that as this unfolds, we'll be talking more. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.